Hello! Today is Wednesday, May 29th. It's almost the end of the month. And it's almost June.
Wow, where has the time gone?
You're right. Actually, I do kind of feel that way. And that makes me wonder if I'm old now.
Everybody feels that way. Even as a kid, you felt that way because it's like,
Summer break, yeah.
yeah.
It's like, oh,
Anyway.
summer break's almost over.
Time, they say time flies when you're having fun. So, you know who might not feel that way about May 2019? Elon Musk. Because he's not having any fun.
Not a good time for him. Tesla shares drop after report says its autopilot system was engaged during a fatal crash. Yikes.
Oh. Now, this is a crash that happened several years ago. But the investigation has taken this long. And they figured out, and originally he was like, this had to be driver issues,
Yeah.
right? But
The driver did this.
autopilot was on. The autopilot made the choice to drive into the truck. Bad news. That.
That's just the beginning.
And then we hear from Consumer Reports.
Consumer Reports' latest autopilot, far less competent than a human, which is a terrifying thing to think about in the
When
context of driving.
you think of the average human who
Yeah.
drives. So they rolled out a new update for the autopilot,
They did.
a lane changing update. Consumer Reports, they did
The
the
testing.
testing and stuff, and they found out that it cuts people off. It doesn't have any awareness. So like, let's say you're in the right lane, and there's someone coming real quick in the left lane.
It does
It'll
not
pull
register that,
right
yeah.
out in front of them, doesn't care. It will pass on the right, and that's not even legal, although I do that always. If there's three lanes and you're in the middle, I'll always pass you on the right. Just to remind you that you're a piece of shit
For not getting
because
over.
you don't belong in that lane. If the lane to the right of you is empty, that's where you belong. Unless you're going faster than the cars in front of you. And it just did a bunch of bad things. It would.
Law enforcement as well, I think they said, had like reviewed it and said that it was doing things that were illegal.
Probably the passing on the right
Yeah.
thing. So yeah, it's. Consumer Reports are generally well known to be pretty fair and balanced. They don't take advertising, so they're not, that's subscription based, so they are have a reputation of like you can't really bribe them or whatever. You probably can. But anyway, maybe the big ICE companies came in and was like, hey, autopilot sucks. But probably it sucks.
Yeah.
On top of this, and I didn't include all these stories, but Wedbush and a couple other big Wall Street analysts came out against Tesla this week, one
Yeah.
after the other. One guy set the price target at $10, which basically would put them out of business. There's talks of like maybe Ford should just buy them and change the CEO. Maybe that's what should happen. So, real tough time. Real tough time for Tesla.
Not a good week.
So, what about Musk's other companies? They're doing well, right?
Mixed results, mixed bag. Elon Musk says Hyperloop tunnel is now just a normal car tunnel because this is simple and it just works.
Now, the history of the boring tunnel.
Was going to be a space tube.
It was going to be like the tube at the bank,
Yeah,
vacuum. So
but with people.
you get a big pod capsule full of people, and you get sucked to the other end rapidly. And then they were like, you know what? We're not going to do that. We're going to do electric skates like maglev, frictionless. It's going to shoot to the other side of that tunnel. And then they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to get regular cars, Teslas, electric cars. And we're going to put wheels on the side of them so they can't get off the track. And we're just going to drive them through it.
And it's not even that fast, I think, right? It's like 50 miles an hour.
They managed to get it up to 127.
Oh.
You're thinking of for 50 miles an hour. Now we got to go kind of
I think it was
slow
the bus, right?
because Chromium has crashed 4 times already with these number of tabs. I don't know why, but you're thinking of Las Vegas.
I am. Las Vegas orders up a boring company loop.
So that's not the picture of it. There it is.
Yeah, that's it.
This thing goes 50 miles an hour. But again, this is just an electric car. Or an electric van, I guess you would call that.
Hashtag van life.
So, it's less than a mile, and it's going to take people from one part of this convention center to another destination. quickly. Well, 50 miles an hour. So, I guess that is good news in that it is the first paying customer for the Boring Company.
I almost makes me wonder if, like, Elon Musk knows him somehow. Or if his family knows him.
Who knows? And, finally, actual good news for Mr. Musk.
SpaceX launches 60 Starlink satellites on thrice-flown rocket. Sticks the landing.
So these are the Starlink thrice satellites. Thrice-flown.
Thrice-flown.
You like that?
I do.
You got to roll your R there?
Yeah.
These are the Starlink satellites that are going to be like the mesh internet satellite network. So it's kind of cool. They were thinking about, like, how are we going to, like, get these satellites out of the ship, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they worked on all these, like, launching mechanisms and springs and stuff. And they're like, you know what? Let's just shake them out, you know? So it did, like, a roll, and the centrifugal force dropped them right out. Everything worked perfectly. They're in orbit, and they've made contact with them.
It's working. Well, that is literally the only good news. Everything else, not so good.
Comcast works hard, right?
They do something.
They work hard to subvert the will and the rights of the American public.
Yes.
And few companies work harder. Federal government, but they're not a company, you know, so you can't really count them.
Yeah.
But when it comes to disclosing all of that lobbying, there's so much of it. They work so hard. They say, bro, we can't do that.
Comcast does so much lobbying that it says disclosing it all is too hard. Now, in the article, they say, we already disclosed most of it, but they don't give a number. They just say most.
Federal level.
Yeah.
They don't do it on the state level.
Yeah.
And that's obviously where they're fighting the net neutrality war right now. So they have these activist investors who are Quakers, which is weird that Quakers would invest in Comcast, right?
But do they do tech? Like, do they allow, like, electricity?
I don't think, like, they're not like the Amish.
Yeah.
But, so they probably do use the internet and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're very strict about, you know, what media they consume and stuff, I imagine. Anyway, these Quakers have enough of a voting share that they can, you know, call for stuff like this. So they're the ones that want all of the lobbying exposed. Good which guy, is a good thing.
Good guy Quakers.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
I love their oats.
Their oats are amazing.
That's the low-hanging fruit of the joke there. The Quakers, I think they were, if I'm remembering rightly from my history classes in, like, high school, I think they were, like, anti-slavery and helped with the Underground Railroad.
Didn't they burn some witches, though?
Was that the Quakers?
Was it?
I don't know. I don't remember. Someone tell us. Someone will know and tell us in the comments.
Sure, we'll get a lengthy, multi-paragraph comment post for that one. Amazon. Now, you remember when Amazon put local businesses out of business?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the retailocalypse?
Yes.
So, retail businesses are rapidly going out of business. And the big stores are suffering greatly. The little stores are basically all dead. Which has left our malls here in America as empty, rotting husks. We have a mall in this
we do.
City, and you know what it's used for? The old people go there to walk in the mornings.
I thought about, I don't know if I can walk through there, but I've thought about that in the winter when it's cold.
Who's going to say anything to you? I'm sure they don't
There's no one there. There's no security guard, yeah.
There's like a Mexican restaurant, a furniture store, and
there used to be a Bath and Body Works in there, but it finally moved, so yeah. There's not even a Bath and Body Works in there.
If you wanted to buy that mall, somebody would be very willing to sell it to you. Which Amazon is now capitalizing on.
Amazon quietly did something extraordinary to speed up deliveries. It's both brilliant and very sad. This is a clickbait headline.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Inc.com. But here's the answer. You don't have to click. They're buying those malls and turning them into fulfillment centers. So if you think about it, malls were all built to be centrally located.
Yeah.
For a lot of rural areas. And they're built on major thoroughfares. Easy to get to. Lots of parking. So, fill them up with boxes, right?
Turn
into delivery centers.
So then you can get your box quicker.
That's going to be the one-day delivery. That's how they're going to do that. Yeah.
I don't think I ever really need one day delivery, but it's a nice idea.
Well, maybe. You're not an Amazon Prime member, so you don't matter.
Fiance is.
And once again, Bezos playing 5D chess. Nobody even knows what he's doing until he does it. And sometimes the plebs, in these activist investors, sometimes they bring it against him, and he just smacks them down.
Shareholder efforts to curb Amazon facial recognition tech fall short. Look at him. Scroll down and see his beautiful bald head.
That smirk. How dare you address me? So, these people tried to bring up a vote. I think there were two separate people doing it. And they're saying, facial recognition is evil. It's going to be abused. Amazon should not be selling it. They got 3% of the vote. Because most of the shareholders were like,
money.
Bro, it makes money, and we're all about that money. So, get on out of here with your ethics. This is not the place for that.
They will continue to do it. Jeff Bezos made that face.
Did you also see a...
snap.
Oh, that's the wrong button. A woman, one of the shareholders came, and she brought her Amazon item. And she was like, I've tried 4 different times to return this, and they won't take it. Here, take it back.
She just gave it to
me. He took it. Amazon is also preparing more evil, terrifying surveillance technology. And they're announcing it in press releases, which is amazing because people are going to pay them to spy. Do this.
Amazon preparing a wearable that reads human emotions, says report. Is this just a mood ring?
No. It reads your emotion from your voice.
Oh.
So they have
AI.
What
if you never speak?
Well, then I don't guess you'd buy it. They have AI that, because you remember the Google Duplex AI? It could detect when you were getting angry at it, and it would try to pacify you. And so it's the same kind of technology where it, based on your speaking, it's going to try. And I'm sure it also reads like your blood pressure and stuff.
Yeah.
But based on that, it's going to try to sell you stuff. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to
do. Yeah, I don't know what the monetization strategy is there.
It's going to try to know what you're feeling in order to probably better advertise to you, like everything else in the universe that we have.
It's like they're feeling happy today. Quick, let's get them on Amazon so they can buy some stuff. They're feeling reckless today.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's... Now, the sad thing about that is, it's going to be always listening, like most of their devices, and it's not going to matter if you or I don't buy one, if the person we're in line next to at Kroger has one.
Yeah.
So, GitHub. If you work on open source, you work sometimes tirelessly and thanklessly, right? Because you're doing God's work, you're making great software that is an alternative to the stuff that's evil and spying on you that we've talked about, but you don't always get anything for it, and those days are over.
GitHub launches sponsors, lets you pay your favorite open source contributors. At least from what I was reading in the press release, it sounds like they just want to compete with Patreon and Ko-fi and stuff so that way people don't have to go to a third party.
I'm sure they take a cut.
Yeah.
So, if you follow a project that is open source, and it's only for open source right now, you can go in and directly give them money for working on that open source project that you enjoy, which is not bad.
Yeah, and that's kind of like what they do with the modding community for different games. Like, there's a button that's like, leave a tip.
And you can probably get some visibility into, like, is this person really committing stuff? What are they committing? Is it valuable? Although it's not just for people who are doing actively coding, it could also be people doing documentation, which, man, I might, if somebody did like good documentation for Drupal, I might throw them a few dollars.
Yeah.
Because good Lord, it needs it.
I love it when you're like looking something up in Drupal and it's like a post from like 5 years ago and the person's like, thanks, solved it.
Yeah.
And you never again see it again. They don't tell you what they did.
Apple is the laughingstock of the laptop community. Because their laptops are expensive, and comparably, they suck. In terms of performance, let's say. A lot of people say that they're reliable.
Oh, they're very pretty, though.
They love the OS, blah, blah, blah. But in terms of performance, they're behind the times. But no more.
Apple updates top-end MacBook Pros with tweaked keyboard and faster processors.
So, finally.
Tweaked as in drugs.
They're getting this year's processors? No. They're not getting this year's processors. But they are getting better processors across the board. I think the best one is like an i9 8 core.
Well, it's only like the very latest laptop too, though, right? Like the older models aren't getting any kind of upgrade.
It's the Touch and the MacBook Pro. So, yeah, here are the speeds. You can check them out in this article. It's nothing incredible still, but better. I don't know what the prices are. I'm sure they are insane.
Oh, for sure.
Nothing else is different. Same video, same RAM. The keyboard, they've changed a little bit. They say that it's better.
Because people had problems with the old one.
Right, but they didn't say it's the same design. It's just like they're using a different material. So I don't know if that's really going to help anything. But if you're a Mac fanboy, probably super excited about this, right?
If you're a Mac fanboy, you're probably not watching our episode of the news, but maybe.
Some of them do. You'd be surprised. And they'll defend it. Now, if you're on, so one side of that extreme is Mac users, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of money. They don't value the speed per dollar. They're all about that brand name. They're hipsters. They're unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to save money. They want to be part of the in crowd. Now, the other end of that spectrum, Walmart shoppers.
Walmart debuts three sub-100 tablet models to challenge the iPad. Uses Android, correct? Yeah, Android-powered tablets.
So, iPad starts at, what, $399?
These guys, basic, yeah.
These guys start at $64. Quite a difference.
Quite a difference.
And, there's a picture, but we've read too many Bloomberg articles. You know, it sucks because everybody in the office counts toward this on RIP.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we get locked out.
That's exciting. I could read this morning.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. So they look at what you'd expect them to look like.
They're Walmart.
Big, like, crappy plastic and giant bezels. And probably if you, like, bend them a little bit, they'll just crumble.
Yeah.
But the top-end one, the $100 one, or the $99 one, it's sub-$100.
Mm.
You can actually separate the keyboard, and the other ones you can't. So that's exciting if you're a Walmart shopper. You can get that one day. In-store pickup.
You think they'll start selling a pencil for it too? To try and compete?
No, I don't think so. Mm. No. I mean, you could probably get like a third-party pencil
and see if it would work. Yeah.
A Bluetooth, like a generic Bluetooth pencil. Yeah. But I don't think those screens are
would probably not be very touch responsive to a pen, right?
Well, they're just, you know, the materials will not be good enough that you'll get the accuracy that you're looking for.
Yeah.
No. So your use case, maybe stick with the iPad.
No, I think we should. Level One's going to buy one of these tablets.
Now, alternately, what you could do is go for the $64 one, and every 2 weeks, throw it away and get a new one.
I mean, I could do that. That would be literally throwing away money. But
you bought an iPad.
Well, listen. Pencil.
Speaking of literally throwing away money.
Ooh-yah will be shut down for good on June 25th. I had not heard of this. Did we run a story about this ever?
Yes, we did.
I don't remember that.
So this is a Kickstarter, basically.
Didn't they get like $8 million?
Here's this little thing.
Yeah.
And basically, that's just the same hardware that's in a phone, essentially. And you play Android Play Store stuff with that controller on your TV.
Seems like a limited audience for that, and but
turns out yes, slow adoption into
no adoption,
antiquity. Yes.
Yeah.
So June 25th, they're turning the server off.
Rip. Now,
they say maybe if you go to the people who sold these games, maybe they'll give you a copy for another device or operating system that you have. But that's not really Ouya's problem.
So good luck, everybody. Yeah. We got our money. See ya.
You got to give that. When you do Kickstarters, you have to do Kickstarters expecting to get nothing, I think.
Yeah.
You got to just love it.
Which is part of the reason I don't think I'll ever do a Kickstarter, but or support a Kickstarter, I guess. But
I don't know. Maybe there's certain things I would, but it would have to be really good. And they'd have to already have a pretty good product going.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is the place you go to find out if a movie is good or not. But here's the thing. Everybody gets a voice, right? It's like the Wikipedia thing.
Yeah.
And the problem is,
sometimes certain movies get brigaded.
And Rotten Tomatoes doesn't like that because Rotten Tomatoes accepts advertising about movies. And big movie companies like Disney don't like it when bad things are said about their movies like this. So Rotten Tomatoes has the answer.
Rotten Tomatoes seeks proof you saw the movie you're rating. And the way they do it is a little bit shady. They do it through Fandango, which owns Rotten Tomatoes, so it seems like they're kind of getting a cut.
And you're thinking to yourself, what if I just go and buy a ticket?
Yes.
Right? How do I tell them that? No, you don't.
You don't. That's not a thing. You have to buy it through Fandango.
You don't exist. Now, you can still write your review.
But it won't be shown as high of a tier.
And it won't be counted toward the final score. So
I wonder, will that kill Rotten Tomatoes, you think?
I don't know. They're pretty ingrained. Like, who's the number two movie?
IMBD.
Do they do reviews? I thought they just did information.
No, they have reviews on there, too.
Okay.
So maybe IMBD?
DB.
DB. Is it DB? Database. Yeah, that's right. Movie database. That makes sense.
So, of course, they had the picture of
Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Because, yeah, that was the last one to be brigaded.
It was one of the big ones.
I think, I don't know if it was on Rotten Tomatoes. It might have been on the other. I think Game of Thrones, the final season, was also like lowballed.
But it was legitimately bad.
It was legitimately bad, but they're trying to say it was brigaded.
Yeah, well.
It may have been, but it was bad.
I mean, does that count when the thing they're mad about is it was bad?
Yeah, well, exactly. it's just another way that they can try and manipulate you to go see the movie.
There was no social justice in that. Although it was a little bit with the Missandei and Grey Worm experiencing racism west in the north.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why did they not cut this scene?
It was really awkward because it really did just feel like, this feels a little too like American.
Well, it was the white people are evil.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're going to defend them and then we're going to leave because they're so hateful and terrible.
It was bizarre. It was a bizarre series of shots.
But again,
There are a lot of weird choices like that.
I don't think that's what the reviews are angry about. I think they're angry.
No, they are legitimately angry about like just the actual show.
Well, speaking of toxicity, it's not just a problem in movie reviews.
Microsoft announced Xbox content moderation to cut back on toxic comments. Didn't we do a story about this already, or am I thinking of someone else?
They've been fighting this for a while, but they have more tools now. Mm. So, like, more ways
They're going to cut out toxicity.
Yeah, more ways to report and more ways to deal with it. And they've got that online gaming service that's coming up. So, like, everything's online. And there's going to be more of a marketplace, I guess. I'm sure that people will drop the N-bomb a couple times. You know? That's not okay to do as far as Microsoft is concerned. So, watch yourself.
For an Xbox player.
Don't talk that smack. Of course, we talked about Minecraft, right?
Notch. Oh, yeah. I was like, do people talk smack in Minecraft? That's like the most pleasant game I've ever played.
No, I'm sure there's a couple people who talk some smack about it. So, we talked about the superhero movies. I'm certainly not tired of them. Are you?
I never cared for them personally, but I will let other people enjoy things.
But there, as a lot of them, and they just keep coming.
They don't stop coming.
Yeah. So I actually tried to watch the last Avengers movie last night.
Did you like
it? I didn't realize how long it was, and I got a half an hour in, and I just gave up because. No, I didn't like it.
Was it just overwhelming with how many characters and they're trying to cram too much in, or?
No, the first 45...
I could see that being a problem.
The first 45 minutes was just boring. Like, nothing happened. And then, spoiler alert, they introduced time travel. And once you introduce time
travel,
it
makes it so difficult.
Like, nothing matters anymore. Right?
Yeah.
No, like, there is no commitment to anything. Because now we can just go back and fix it. And then... Double spoiler alert, they introduced the part of the story where it's like, oh, no. We're time traveling now, and we're going to do this that's going to cause a problem, but they're going to time travel again and fix that, so it'll all be okay. And I was just like, I'm done. I'm out.
The suspension. In a world where people have crazy superpowers, and like that was the moment where you couldn't suspend the disbelief anymore.
So based on that, and based on my fatigue with the whole thing, I don't see this as maybe the best.
Sony reportedly launches Marvel-inspired studio to turn games into movies and shows. All I'm thinking of is, like, the scary Sonic. Like, it's, like, flashing in my head like a nightmare. His little face.
Well, Sonic, that was made by... What company made that?
It's a movie studio. I think, was it Fox?
A big company made that.
I could be wrong.
And, this would be a little movie studio just specifically to crank out garbage video game movies.
That's exactly, yeah. I was like, am I supposed to be excited by that? Also, once you run in, I guess depending on the game studio, but, like, don't a lot of them already have, like, parent companies who they're probably beholden to? So you'd have to, like, try and get the rights for them.
Well, you'd have to do that no matter what.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
That's a big startup cost.
A lot of them are willing, because you got to think, if the movie is anywhere above marginal, you're going to circle back around, people are going to play the game, right?
Yeah.
Or you could launch a new game.
And then have the movie or show to go with it. The only thing I can think of... What would be cool? The Forest, if it was made into, like, a very short miniseries.
The Forest is going to be made into a movie.
Well, you say that, but, you know, the studio, you don't know what they're going to do.
There's nothing about The Forest, like, that's not really intellectual property. Because the protagonists have no identity.
That's true.
Except for, was it Timmy?
Timmy, yeah. You have to rescue Timmy. And then there's the horrible monsters and atrocities.
Yeah, the monsters, like, the monster design was cool. Well, that was also somewhat generic in the modern day, I think.
Yeah. Could be interesting.
And the one monster that was all just, like, made of legs, but then a vagina that pooped out the
little
demon
evil babies, yeah.
I don't think a modern movie maker
would
go that far.
Listen, they should take some risks creatively.
You think that would push them over an R rating?
Oh, for sure. That was terrifying, because it was nighttime
terrifying.
The first time it came
out.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's not terrifying.
And it was really hard to kill.
That's some genius monster design. I'm just saying, I don't know if the rest of the world is ready for it.
Yeah, so. I certainly wasn't the first time I played that game.
Now, moving on to security news. Remember, Krista, when we talked about license plate reading?
Yeah.
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they do it. The cops have them on their cars. They hire taxis to go by and just read your license plate data, report the location data, track you, stuff like that. What's the worst that could happen?
Hackers breach company that makes license plate readers for U.S. government.
Yeah. Boris Bullet Dodger. You're familiar with his work, right?
What a cool guy.
He's hacked them and he's dumped the data. So, this is the company that makes the stuff, and presumably they had a bunch of that license plate data, and now it's out there in the open.
Yikes.
Sad.
Sad. Aw, snap. We lost the tab. Refresh it.
We have to load every tab manually, so it takes a little bit longer. What do you think about this logo?
Is this Alliance? I don't...
It's Snapline. That's the Snapline, Krista, obviously.
I don't know if I actually saw this article in the list today.
So it's the Snapchat ghost, right?
Yes, I see that. And the color, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lion.
I see that.
So.
That was the one that's causing the crash, I assume, then?
I don't know.
Vice.
Could be a combination of them.
Snapchat employees abused data access to spy on users. Multiple sources and emails also describe Snapline and internal tools used by various torrents to access Snapchat user data.
They can't even understand what you're saying.
It's fine.
So, Snapchat. You post something and then it disappears, right?
Yeah, it disappears, quote unquote.
I guess they have, like, private messaging too or something like that.
Yeah, you can send your snaps to specific people.
Right.
Or to, like, your whole group of friends.
That's the draw of it. There's some privacy. You're not putting it out there to the world. And if you are, it's only there for a limited amount of time. Nobody knows who you are exactly. You have this username. Well, it turns out a lot of employees had access to everything. And it didn't get deleted when they thought it got deleted. So some of them were abusing it. Some of them were looking at your thought posts and
your
finding
private
out
snaps.
You might send some nudes privately. Private snap some nudes. They were looking at them. They were looking up your identity. They found your name, your phone number, your email address.
And this is why when my cousins said that they were thinking about getting a Snapchat, I told them nothing is actually deleted. They're like, but it says it is. And I was like, yeah, don't believe that.
Did they believe you?
I don't think they even have Snapchat. They do have Instagram. Instagram's kind of like the big one for teenage girls.
Do you feel like any of them are on the road to thoughtdom?
No, not really. One of them likes to do, like, makeup tutorials and stuff, but I think that's pretty normal for her
age.
That's
a slippery slope.
It is.
Next thing you know.
It's cute, though, because so, like, when I was a kid, everyone wore, like, white glittery eyeshadow. That was the cool look. And now, because of Instagram, all the little girls like to do, like, they put, like, shimmer on their cheeks, but they also do it right on the tip of their nose. And if you don't blend it, you can tell, like, there's just a little bit of glitter right on the end of the nose. And every time I see her, I'm always like, let's get that on there. I like the teaser.
What a stereotypical white aunt you are.
I know. I know.
You, Krista, unlike me, as a superior homeowner, you do not have a title.
I'm not a landowner.
You don't have to worry about title. Title fraud is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, people will get your title and, like, just assign it to themselves and then come and say, that's my house. And you have to prove that it's not. Well, that could become much more of a problem.
I saw this. First American Financial Corp leaked hundreds of millions of title insurance records. Didn't this go back, like, 15 years?
Well, they...
Or something crazy.
So
yeah.
The I love how you say, oh, I saw this. As if we didn't read all these stories, Krista, because how would we do news about them if we didn't see them?
I think I saw a different article is why.
So this is... you know, every row in the database has an ID, right?
Yeah.
So you would call a view webpage and you'd pass it the ID. So all you had to do was guess the ID.
And then...
And there was no security at all.
Oh.
And these had bank transactions in them with account numbers. Yeah. And yeah, they'd been open for a long time and Cribs found it and called them up. And
he looks like a serious guy in their banner.
Oh, yeah.
He's always like...
He's covering serious topics.
Yeah.
And so when he told them about it, they fixed it, but how long? Who else found it before him? That's the scary part. This is a terrifying but fascinating thing that is being done with our mobile phones.
Online identification is getting more and more intrusive.
The subheadline would be important for this one.
Phones can now tell who is carrying them from their users' gates.
So the idea here is...
Wouldn't want to put that in H1.
It's not just... Oh, come on. That's perfectly readable.
I'm saying... Never mind. From an SEO standpoint, it should be... Okay, never mind. Go on. Continue.
So, your phone's in your pocket, right?
Right.
And
I don't have pockets today, but yes, okay.
You walk a certain way.
All right.
Oh, okay. You don't have pockets today? It can tell the difference between pocket and purse.
Wow.
Because the purse swings, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, it learns how you walk. And it can tell... So, if your phone got stolen and somebody walks differently, it's like, that's weird. That's a new kind of walk. It can tell the difference between being laid down on a hard surface or, for example, a couch or a bed.
Yeah.
And it can tell the speed at which you type. It learns that. It can tell... there was one more thing. Anyway.
I bet my phone's like blown away because sometimes I carry a backpack and sometimes I carry a purse and sometimes it is in my pocket.
So they put all these things together and they can begin to notice when things change. When something... is different about you, maybe there's a reason to be concerned, right? Or maybe they can prove, like, if you say, no, I didn't post that Twitter that was white supremacist.
I can tell by the way you walk. You're a
that
ladies
you're intolerant
man.
Of my way.
No time to talk.
So, yeah, that's a way that they're tracking you that you don't even, you can't even
can't
imagine.
Can't control, yeah.
And on that same topic.
Android and iOS devices impacted by a new sensor calibration attack. Sensor ID technique can track users across apps and websites using sensor calibration data.
So, you build a phone, right?
Right. As you do.
It has all those various sensors. It has the tilt sensor and the drop sensor and the touch sensors and all that. You know, you got to calibrate where you're touching it on the... So, at the factory, it turns out Android... doesn't always do this. It depends on who builds it. But Apple always does it. So those tiny little calibration numbers are unique per phone. Here's the crazy thing. Anybody, even a website, can call your phone when you're interacting with it and say, give me those numbers. So you have a series of unique numbers on your phone that your phone will just hand out to anybody that asks for them. Apps, websites, whatever.
Some hacker.
And that they could track you through that from, like, if you went from website to app, they still know it's you because those numbers are the same. Now, Apple has mitigated this by randomizing those numbers every time a little bit. Android hasn't, but again, Android doesn't calibrate. They're just like, eh, whatever. It'll be fine. But again, between that and your purse swing, they know exactly who you are at all times.
My purse swing. My swang. Facial recognition.
You started too early.
I'm sorry. Facial recognition is making its way to cruise ships. Another reason not to go on a cruise.
What about cruising the honeymoon? Have you thought about that?
No, we're not going to do a cruise. That's the one thing I mentioned I didn't want to do.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to be trapped in a metal tube with like 1,000 people for a week. And they also like dump sewage into open water and I don't know. Not really interested in it.
You don't want your poop being dumped into open water?
Yeah, I know. It's controversial, but...
But so instead of dumping it into open water, next weekend you'll be burying it in the woods, right?
Yeah, a little biodegrade.
Much better. A little biodegrade in the water, too. So anyway, the airport, you're getting facial scanned. That's the way of the future. It's going to happen. That's how you're going to deal with it.
It already is happening.
And, well, not to everybody, but it will be everybody. So cruise ships are like, hey, we're doing it too. Now, you don't have to do it, but they mentioned...
They'll probably make it really hard to opt out, though, correct?
Imagine how miserable this would be. It can take 90 minutes to board a cruise ship.
Yeah, and you're trapped in a boat. I mean, I know you get to get off sometimes, too, at different places.
You could jump.
For 90, or however many days.
It's not 90
days. I know. You said 90 minutes, but...
Anyway,
for however many days you're on the cruise ship with all those people.
90 minutes, where if you do facial recognition, 10. So yeah. People are going to do it.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to do it. Although, the first time you might not realize that. And how many people cruise more than once per year? I guess like if you did it the next year.
Most people I know, like, once they go on a cruise, they want to go like every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't that speak for cruises? I mean...
But also, one of our coworkers who got stuck on one.
What if we did a level one cruise with all of the YouTube audience? So
listen, you're already talking about like trapping yourself in a metal tube with a bunch of people, but now you want YouTube commenters in the metal tube with you? You're crazy.
I can't imagine a worse fate. Well, speaking of being trapped in a metal tube, all too often, especially during a holiday weekend, although it's after the holiday weekend now,
yes.
You can get trapped in a metal tube by driving your car and it being horribly destroyed around you. And one way that Chevy is making that safer is with this new technology in their cars.
Teens who don't buckle up, Chevy has a surprise for you. That kind of sounds ominous. The car won't move. It won't go.
That's one of the worst clickbait headlines ever because the surprise is terrible. But it will only not move for 20 seconds.
It's like, okay, I'm going to check my Twitter while...
I suppose the thought process behind that is like if the seatbelt is damaged, but you need to get somewhere, like there's an emergency or something.
Yeah.
So they mentioned back in the 70s, they tried to do that seatbelt law that was something like this, and people just wouldn't buy the cars. They were just like, no, I will not be told to wear my seatbelt.
I think that's changed a lot, though. Like, the culture around seatbelts is different than it was in the 90s.
People still don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it makes sense, I'll do it, but just don't tell me what to do. I knew old dudes who would buy a truck.
And cut the seatbelt
out. And they would go in there, razor blade, but then they would take the little clasp and just plug it in so it wouldn't beep at them.
I had a cousin, he doesn't do this anymore, but when we were in high school and stuff, he wouldn't wear a seatbelt because he was like, what if I get in a wreck and then it traps me in the car? And I was like, the chances of that
are
slim to nothing compared to actually saving your life.
Have you ever seen those little devices? I'm sure you have.
To like slice your seatbelt?
It's like a captured razor. So you can squeeze it and it won't hurt you, but then there's a little slit in it. And it's just a... And then it's got one of those push button glass shatterers in it.
Oh.
Those are amazing.
I've never actually seen that.
Because it's like a focused tap. So you just press it against the window and push like a push button pin and it shatters the window.
I could see someone being like, I wonder if this works. And then just like.
It works.
I've never
seen
that
at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, the big. Now, when I was young, not all seatbelts had the shoulder belt.
Oh, yeah.
And the big rumor back then was like, don't wear Just the lap belt?
Because it'll like
rip it'll you cut you in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that as well.
Comcast. We talked earlier about Comcast. They lobby so hard.
The best company.
So hard they lobby that they can't even tell you how much. Because nobody, it's just too much work.
No one
to tell
knows.
You.
Well, they did most of it.
If they did the work to tell you how much they lobby, that would cut into their lobbying time. And they can't have that. Because it's 24/7 lobbying. And people don't like them. So it makes you wonder who would buy this product.
Comcast is reportedly developing a device that would track your bathroom habits. This probably isn't a company anyone wants to be sharing their vitals with.
Now, that's not the main purpose of it, but that is a good headline, right?
That is a good headline.
So what this is, it's a camera-based product that you put in your home from Comcast. So it's going to monitor you, and it's like, how does it know when you go to the bathroom? It just watches you. So if you go to the bathroom too much, it's like, oh, are you feeling bad? Or if you spend too much time in bed, it's like, shouldn't you be getting up? And they're marketing it toward old people, right? So you put this in the home, I mean, at grandma's house, and if grandma starts to get weird somehow, you're going to know. Because she's going to be behaving differently.
See, I was a little more excited by the headline here, and I was thinking, like, is it a camera that goes in the toilet bowl and, like, measures consistency? Or
but it's dark in the toilet bowl, Krista. How would a camera work?
I don't know. Listen,
I have night vision.
I don't know. Would it, you know, frequency, consistency?
Well, frequency it could do, although it doesn't know what you're doing in there.
It could deposit a little thing to, like, maybe, get a pH balance.
Maybe, like, as you're walking by on your way to the bathroom, you flash it like a 2. It's like, just let it know.
No, you want it to be completely autonomous. You don't want to have to, like, tell it to do anything. You know, because people keep poop journals. I had a friend who did that.
I bet there's an app for that.
I bet there is. I actually think there is. But this is the next step where you don't have to log it yourself.
Log
it will
it.
Log the logs for you.
But
it's not what that is, unfortunately.
Google.
Right.
You would think that Google, I mean, they have some really advanced technology, right? So you expect people who work at Google to operate at a certain minimum level of technical know-how.
Right.
Then something like this happens.
Mm-hmm. Google says some G Suite user passwords were stored in plain text since 2005. That's like 15 years ago.
That's bad.
Mm.
Plain text password storage? Not good. Now, these were not regular Gmail accounts, but there's like corporate policies or something, but still.
No good.
And they claim that you would have to get into Google. You'd have to compromise Google in order to get to these, not the corporations themselves. Still embarrassing. But they fixed it, so don't worry.
Just everything's fine. Keep using Google products.
Keep trusting them. Team Red, Krista. It's a little bit annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Just a touch. And I hesitate to give them fodder with which to fuel their neuroses.
Bow down to Lisa Su.
But we do have to report it because it's in the news.
Intel performance hit 5 times harder than AMD after Spectre meltdown patches. I like read that, but it was like I read it as if someone who doesn't speak English.
They gave it flavor. Right?
Yeah.
Look how beautiful and colorful these.
That's it is a pretty picture.
These dyes are. You should decorate your home with CPU dyes. So yeah, if you want to mitigate all of Spectre and Meltdown, including turning off the prediction, the hyper-threading, or whatever AMD calls theirs, you're looking at around a 15% hit on Intel versus a 3% hit on AMD for the full suite. Now, a lot of people argue that the common user doesn't need to worry about these things that much. But we don't know that for sure. And if we do have to worry about it, we probably won't find out until it's too late. And that's a huge risk. Like, if they can compromise this, that's a massive compromise. So.
Can you give us Mr. Intel's thoughts on that in his voice?
He's got no comment.
Oh, okay.
He's
in the Bermuda again.
He encourages you to look at the new line of laptops And, oh, let's talk about the new MacBooks, right? And their exciting new Intel processors. That's what we should be talking about. Spectre Meltdown is old news.
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry. But yeah, more good news for AMD. AMD, I think they have less China exposure too.
Yeah, I think that's
true. So the future is really looking bright for AMD. Got to give it up to them, right? Instagram. Now, we talked about your young relatives who are on their way to being Instagram bots.
Yes, I guess. And, hopefully not.
Hopefully they will make millions of dollars, right? And spend it all on the extravagant lifestyle that is required to maintain
the illusion of the extravagant lifestyle.
What we don't want to happen to them is this.
Millions of Instagram influencers had their contact data scraped and exposed. Mm. Stacey got hit by this pretty hard.
Yeah.
She's upset. You can see her kind of tearing up back
there.
She's
getting a lot of random phone calls. So this was... now, some of this information they talked about was already public. Because a lot of these people actually expose a lot of their info. Right?
Yeah.
You got to give people that access if you want that thought status.
You got to make it seem like you're a real person, you're a real friend.
Can't be a secretive thought.
Yeah.
And there was this company called Chartbox. Not Chartbox.
Chartbox.
Chartbox. They should have left out the O. And they had an exposed database. Same old story. We've heard it a million times.
Tale as old as time.
And so, but Instagram, you know, people are like, hey, Instagram, why do they have this information? Why do they have my contact details?
And Instagram's like, hey.
They're Chartbox. And Instagram's like,
look at these cute new filters.
Some mistakes were made, but let's not focus on that. Let's just look at these bikini pics that you're putting up. Because that's what everybody cares about, right? Wow.
New filters. Don't worry. Shh.
One of the biggest stories, security-wise, from the week. And Krista, I know that you are...
Security is my favorite section.
...on the precipice of security research at all times.
Yes.
So you, of course, already know about the terrible mistake that Salesforce made.
Faulty database script brings Salesforce to its knees. I can't read the sub-headline.
Faulty production script gave users access to all their company Salesforce data. So here was the problem. Salesforce, of course, has user roles, as you might imagine. You know, you've got administrators, and you've got managers, and you've got the salespeople themselves, and blah, blah, blah. Well, they rolled out an update, and everybody could do everything.
Perfect.
See everything, change it, whatever they wanted to do, full access for all users.
Exactly what I want my clients to be able to do whatever they want.
So, what do you do? If you're hit with that situation, what do you do?
Go out and get a tequila? I don't...
Well, no, that's not what they did. You know, we actually had clients that did that one time.
I know. I remember.
They pulled the plug. They shut it all down. Everything. And even... This only affected one suite of their products. They turned everything off.
Well, they had to make sure it was, you know...
And slowly rolled it back and started putting it all back together.
God, that was... Probably a miserable Memorial Day.
Imagine that the guy that rolled that out, though. Because one person clicked that button.
He's gone. Or she.
Just literally dead.
They're just... They've been dragged out to a field somewhere to be beaten alive.
We talked about earlier the Amazon bracelet that reads your emotions, right?
Yeah, the mood ring from Amazon.
Always has to be listening to tell what you're saying, right? Now, this... The story is interesting because we've talked in the past about those court cases. Why is there a picture of a cat over here?
You got distracted real quick.
Oh, it's a fake bobcat. We've talked about these court cases that have to do with Alexa and like the murder case. They subpoenaed and they were like, yeah, we want that recording. And I was like, well, we weren't interacting with Alexa. No, it was recording. We want it. It was. So it's been proven in court that Alexa listens more than when you say, hey, Alexa, which makes this headline a little suspicious.
Amazon patent reveals its vision for an Alexa device that records every word you speak. It's a vision that already exists.
Already doing it, most likely. But yeah, this is basically the always listening wristwatch.
Put it in your home.
In your home, Alexa. And you don't have to... They're saying that Alexa, when you turn her on, you might have already said some important things, right? That Alexa needs to know. So why bother? Why not just let her listen all the time? She loves you.
She's going to make sure you go to the bathroom on time. And do things you're supposed to.
Her and the Comcast box are going to work together.
No, I don't think. I think they'd be mortal enemies.
Oh, it finally loaded. And our final story. I'm not even going to bleed into
it. Yeah, so hackers are scanning MySQL servers to deploy GandCrab ransomware. GandCrab.
Not as good as Crundle.
I was going to say, it sounds like a Crundle. Crundle. The Crundle's deep down in the caves.
You know what? We have to come up with the titles before tomorrow, because...
Oh, we'll be out, yeah. Sorry.
I want to try to incorporate Crundle into one of the titles.
It should be this week.
And what this is MySQL servers that don't have passwords, right? That's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a database that doesn't have a password. But that's not the end of it. Because on Microsoft, on a Windows server, you can actually download files through that unsecured MySQL database. So your database can put malicious files on your computer, which can then allow intrusion through your Windows system. Yeah.
That sounds worse than Crundle's.
No, there's no... I mean, the fix for this, use a password. Or, better yet, use keys. Or some other sort of authentication that's not a password, that can't be hacked as easily as a password. Or don't run MySQL in Windows. Try that, maybe.
I tried nothing and I'm all out of ideas.
Let's check the time. 51 minutes.
We're doing
good.
How
are we saying so many words about
And we're not
so
even
little?
Drinking this week. We're drinking delicious Nestle water.
You shouldn't have brought that up because people are going to complain about that. Their expectations have been set unrealistically.
Well, listen, we can't do that all the time. I can't. I don't know. You tank it pretty hard.
Listen, I could drink every week. My life would spiral downward, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's the way that works when you drink too much.
But I don't love drinking. Like, you think the gateway to alcoholism is more difficult when you actually don't like it?
I would think so, yeah.
What if you're just drinking out of duty?
I don't know. I don't care for the taste of alcohol for the most part. So, like, I have that same thing where, like...
Yeah, I don't like the taste. I kind of enjoy the drunk for a little while.
I
hate the aftermath. So it's such a bad drug.
Yeah.
Anyway, we shouldn't talk about it because, again, people are just like...
They're going to be upset.
But that's all we got for today. And Friday, we're going to do social media, robots, and nonsense. And there's a lot of nonsense.
There was a lot of nonsense this week.
So another record-long episode for you people who are driving and listening to this. And for those people who are like, this should be 30 minutes. More than 30 minutes, and I can't even have time to listen to it all. Well, listen to 30 minutes of it. I don't understand that.
It's like, they want to listen to all of it, Ryan.
There's too much cake. Well, give some of it away.
So just send someone half of an episode. Listen to this, man.
Could you digest this? Sum it up and give it back to me? Could you baby bird this into my...
I mean, that's kind of what we do here at Level 1 News. We regurgitate the news disgusting. Into your tiny baby mouths.
I found another bird corpse while I was cutting my grass yesterday.
The dead bird room curse has followed you home.
God, think about that. My house is the dead bird house.
It is.
It's transferred because I'm in the dead bird room.
You are.
Oh, man.
We had an office here. It's the dead bird office.
That's tragic.
Anyway, bye.